at the desk or call me on the phone and we can add your email and the newsletter will go straight into your
inbox.
Email box sooner than you'd get it in the mail because it comes out.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime in your browser at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, maybe the knobs, push buttons. 102.9 is the number to preset and always have it ready. Here in our glorious studio today with a couple of folks at the Senior Center. Find out about March. Wait a minute. March?
Already
2026? Really?
Can you believe it?
Oh, it's hard to believe, but okay, it's March.
Well, there's still a foot of snow on the ground outside.
I know, so. And we're getting more snow coming, supposedly. Mm-hmm. We'll see. You know, it is New England. Mm-hmm. It is winter. So, Jillian Rochette, thank you. Welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be back.
And we've got a net newbie for radio, Mary Hines. Mary, how you doing?
Mary's great.
Excellent.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm seeing you behind a different desk this time.
Oh, I know.
We dragged her out from the Senior Center.
Kicking and screaming.
Are they going to survive without you?
Well, they'll have to.
This time in the afternoon, I think they'll be okay.
Indeed. Well, welcome. And yes, March.
We got a lot going on.
We're in the middle of February, mm-hmm. and Groundhog did see. Yes. Mm-hmm. Where was January?
Where'd February go?
Yeah. I think that all of us are ready for March. We're ready for spring, right? We're done with this winter.
Time the clock's back.
I'm looking for April showers to bring the Mayflowers.
Yep, right. I agree. So a lot going on for March. Mary can kick us off with our first topic for today.
Oh, newsletter, email list. So instead of having it mailed to you old snail mail way, you can sign up at the desk or call me on the phone and we can add your email and the newsletter will go straight into your
inbox.
Email box sooner than you'd get it in the mail because it comes out
like mid-month.
The third week probably.
Yeah.
They'll be getting it. Yep. So you get to get all the great information at least a week and a half early.
To start setting your calendar.
That's
To book the events as soon as that first day rolls around.
Don't plan those vacations yet. Check the calendar first.
And Mary's done such a great job with our email list. We've already got like 30 people on it and growing and just taking care of that whole thing. So we're excited.
Definitely. And you can still get it via the mail.
Yes, you can, certainly. Right. You can still get it via the mail if you want to, and you can also get it via email.
Right.
I still like to hold my paper copy in my hand.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said for the paper.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And then a new and exciting improvement at the Senior Center, we have some new gym equipment in our fitness room.
Fitness?
Uh-huh. The MCOA SIG grant we applied for and we got. So we were able to get 2 new bicycles, 2 new treadmills, 2 seated ellipticals to expand our fitness offerings.
Whoa.
It's brand new in there. You walk in that room, it actually kind of still smells like that rubber. Like
brand
new
equipment.
It makes you want to exercise.
Yeah.
As opposed to the smell of the sweat when you don't want to exercise.
But yes, we're
no
very
squeaky.
Excited.
Yeah.
No more squeaky equipment. Elliptical, exactly.
Oh,
poor Emily,
good.
Her office wall faces that, yeah. But yes, so no more squeaky elliptical, all brand new equipment. So come and check us out. If you have never used the Senior Center gym before, all you have to do is have a waiver signed by your doctor. Those waivers are available online and at the desk. And then you just need to have a very quick walkthrough with our nurse. She'll just, you know, remind you. Don't exercise if you don't feel well, if you're feeling dizzy or anything like that.
Right.
All that important info.
Pace yourself.
Yes, exactly. But come on down to the Senior Center. We've got a whole gym for you.
Sounds good.
Moving on. We're talking about 2 regular programs that are meeting at new times. Tai Chi with our friend Tony is moving from Thursday afternoons at 1 to Mondays at 11:30. And the Woodcarvers that met on Friday at 10 will now be meeting on Thursdays at 10.
A little shift of schedule there.
Little shift.
So this is a new change from March. You'll see it on the calendar, but we wanted to mention it too.
Of course. Highlight. Pre-warning. Forewarned. Better informed.
Exactly. And then getting into the programs for March, we've got a lot on our docket ready for you guys. On the first week of the month, Wednesday, March 4th at 1 o'clock, Joe Landry will be back at the Senior Center. He has been coming consistently since October every month, and the room just keeps growing. It's incredible. He just keeps getting more and more people.
People are interested in history.
Yeah.
And I've been impressed, having been to some of them. There's an awful lot of folks that can corroborate or say, did you know, because they're all of the ages that he's talking about. It's like, it's incredible.
It's like a walk down memory lane, right? Yeah. So this month he will be talking about the Morse Opera House. Last month he talked a little bit about the Morse Block, which was right across the street.
Correct.
This month he's talking about the Morse Opera House, where the Franklin Cinema and the Zoetrope once stood, as well as Darlene's Donuts, the Red Lion, and Bartlett and Fell's Ice Cream. So all sorts of different classic things to get you in the mood. I know that my husband is actually a Franklin native, and he tells me all the time about how much he misses the Zoetrope. Talks about it all the time. Yes. So
that's
I can imagine the meaning for the townies.
Mm-hmm. It's a frequent topic every once in a while on, well, frequent and every once in a while are two different things, but it's a very frequent topic on any thread in Facebook. We need another cinema. Bring back the Zoetrope. It was quite the institution.
Right, exactly.
And I'm sure he may even include, well, he's going to include something in that because it's the Morse Block and that's where it was.
Yeah. Exactly. So come on out to the Senior Center on Wednesday the 4th. Hear a little bit about it.
First Wednesday of the month, this month coming up, March 4th, we'll be starting Bluegrass and Country Jam Circle. Join us for a fun night of jamming at the Franklin Senior Center, because we all jam there.
Mm-hmm.
We meet on the first Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 7. We welcome all ages and skill levels in all acoustic and non-electric instruments. The theme is bluegrass and country soft rock. Examples, The Dead, Dylan, Eagles, with a flexible, open format. Bring your ideas. Come play your favorite song or just play and sing along.
That sounds like it's wide open, clearly within a range of music as opposed to completely across the board.
Yeah.
You still got a healthy range within
that. Exactly, yeah. So it should be a fun time. If you want to play some music with your friends, come on out.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited to be offering technology assistance at the Senior Center now every single week. Rich Frangillo was helping us on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. He will be continuing that going forwards, but now we are also offering technology assistance on the first and third Thursday of every month with Mike. There was a small mistake in the newsletter. It says the first and third Thursday at 9:30 in the morning. That's wrong. It's actually at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was right in the calendar, but it's wrong on page 10, just for anybody keeping tabs on me. and we're very excited to be able to offer technology assistance. So if you're having any trouble with your cell phone, your laptop, your iPad, we're going to have the tech assistance at least once a week. So come on down.
How do I do this? What do I do next? Hey, it's asking me.
What is this screen that popped up?
All right. Friday, March 6th at 12, we have Amy Azza returning. Everybody loves Amy.
Yeah.
What to Leave Behind. She has actually a wonderful book that you can fill out, and she works with you on that. She shares the details of exactly which documents you should be putting in your emergency folder and how to create a full legacy plan to protect you and your children's peace of mind. And on top of that, she's always bringing a free lunch.
Hey, you know.
And it's delicious.
You can't go wrong.
No. Who doesn't love a free lunch?
Lunch and learning, you know. Nothing wrong
lunch
with that.
Lunch and what to not leave behind. That would be a dirty plate, folks.
Yeah, pick it up and put it in the right receptacle.
Put it in the trash.
And then carrying on into week two, we're very excited. National Grid will be back at the Senior Center. They are coming for their customer energy savings plan that they do. Essentially, their customer advocates will come. They'll meet one-on-one to discuss your bill with you, bring your bill with you. They'll see if they can find some assistance for you, including maybe a discount rate or a payment plan, a budget plan, anything like that. They're very, very open to helping all of our seniors. We're very happy that they're coming back out to help us out. So that will be on Monday, March 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you can come anytime in that time frame, no appointment necessary. And just bring your bill and come learn if there's some way that they can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want to save money?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. And I hope it, they may not, but certainly the municipal aggregation program that Franklin has does save versus the national grid rates.
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's, and even though there was a slight rate increase based on the ISO New England changes that was just announced, it's still going to be less than National Grid offers. So that's another key option, which you can either opt in or opt out of anytime with no penalty, as opposed to some other contracts you can't opt in or it's certain times and terms agree to allow you to opt accordingly.
Mm-hmm,
but municipal aggregation is a big deal.
Yeah, especially at this time of year when we're all using so much energy.
Right.
Tuesday, March 10th at 1:30, we have Kimberly O'Brien back. Neurotalks.
Yes.
Yay, Kimberly. Everybody loves Kimberly. Learn the neuroscience of how certain foods switch on your body's natural longevity pathways. A practical, inspiring nutrition workshop for feeling your best at any age. So come on down and check her out. That'll be interesting.
What else to add to my diet?
Or take out.
It's
more take
because
out,
if I'm doing something, it's
while doing it wrong,
wiping out the noodles, then that's not good. You want
noodles,
to do something
bread.
To add to the noodles.
Yeah, exactly. And then the following day, on Wednesday, March 11th at 11 a.m., once again, is our monthly mobile food pantry. We always just like to remind everyone, there is no stigma at the Senior Center. Please come on out and get some groceries. It's so, so important. You can get meat, dairy, produce, pantry staples, all that good stuff. We're very, very thankful for our partnership with the Franklin Food Pantry and the Hockomock YMCA for this mobile food pantry we're able to offer.
Right. And usually this food pantry people there, whether volunteer or otherwise. So if you're eligible, you can sign up. And that certainly is encouraged to get something more than just once a month.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring a bag with handles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Easier to carry your goods out.
Yes.
And then we're very excited. Also on Wednesday, March 11th, is going to be a Celtic celebration with Davis Bates. Davis was able to get a grant in order to provide this program to us at the Senior Center, so we're really excited. He is a singer and a storyteller. He's actually a Parents' Choice Award-winning singer, so we're very, very excited to be able to have him at our center and at no charge for our members. It's going to be a celebration of St. Patrick's Day, Celtic culture, and the arrival of spring. Who doesn't want that?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear songs and stories from Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. I know that he had mentioned to this program is a little participatory, so you get to sing along a bit. Yeah. And we just wanted to say thank you to the Franklin Cultural Council for making this possible. We're so excited to be able to provide this to our community.
Yeah. Nothing like a little green spirit.
Exactly.
Talking about adding benefits, how about the benefits of pet therapy? That's coming Thursday, March 12th at 11 a.m.
Spoiler alert, there's a really cute picture of a dog in this month's newsletter.
Oh, boy, I'm in love already.
Uh-oh.
Therapy animals can help ease stress, encourage engagement, and create meaningful experiences that support overall well-being. Discover how the power of the human-animal bond can help make a lasting impact.
That's
Gabrielle and her certified therapy dog, Frankie. I have my own therapy dog. His name's Tucker. Some of you have met him before.
Uh-huh.
He interrupted exercise class one morning.
Uh-oh.
They didn't mind.
Tucker's a sweetie.
I'm
we
sure
love
they
him.
Would not mind.
Tucker's great. He's a senior citizen as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So we're very excited to welcome Frankie at the center, too.
Mm-hmm. They're going to want him back every day.
Yeah.
Also on Thursday, March 12th from 1 to 3, this is a new program that's going to be offered every month at the Senior Center, so long as there is interest. Some people in our community may have met financial advisor Greg Safford before. He's very involved. Yes, yeah. He's very involved in the Franklin community, and Greg, wanting to give back to the community, wanted to do a office hours for our seniors where they can just ask some money questions.
Mm.
So we're calling it Money Matters Office Hours. It's going to be held on the second Thursday of every month from 1 to 3, and it's a no-pressure environment. Greg is just going to be there. You can ask him a question. He's not going to try and sell anything to you. It's not anything like that. Just some one-on-one guidance on retirement, savings, financial planning in a supportive, no-pressure setting. So we recommend coming on out. If you just have a question, Greg would be happy to answer it for you.
Sounds good.
What a nice way to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
saving you money. Now, what we all look forward to every year, besides our police coming in January, are our firefighters in March. March 13th at 11 a.m., monthly party, the fire department corned beef and cabbage lunch, where they provide fun jokes and bingo. Ooh. And, of course, a delicious corned beef cabbage dinner.
I know last year they were baking cookies fresh, too, for dessert.
Like, they're unbelievable. And they do it all right there at the senior center.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
They start very early in the morning.
Yep. They're talented in many ways, including delivery of good food.
Yes, agreed. So come on down for that. That's a free party that month. And Franklin residents first. Mm-hmm. Second week, we can take any out-of-towners if there's any room left.
Right. Sign up early.
Mm-hmm. Sign up early is right. March 1st, everybody. Not February 28th. Monday, March 16th at 1:30, we have the 50-plus job seekers working on cover letters and resumes. Harder for us older folks to find good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
With the young whippersnappers coming in.
Yep.
But this gentleman helps you kind of work your way through. He worked on Indeed, I think, not Indeed,
LinkedIn
last week, which can be confusing for some. So, so much information.
I'm sure he'll get into kind of the keywords that within your area of the buzzwords that the scan will pull up and thereby raise you to the top of the pile. Mm. So you need to know the right word in order to get to the top of the pile that phone call.
I know that they were telling us something like, there's a very high statistic, it's something like 90% of people don't include a cover letter when they apply for a job or something like that, and just the simple act of including one puts you to the top of the pile.
Right. And some of that may be due to the interfaces, whether the job app on the website or through Indeed or some others, you may not think of it, it says resume, but if you put the cover page and then the two-page or one-page resume in one file, it's nice and easy.
That makes quite a difference.
Yes.
Because there's an opportunity to meet you first.
Right. And by the way, you're now highlighting your best pieces in the cover letter, which is then going to get eaten up by the algorithm, say, oh, there's the buzzword I want. Go to the top.
And then the next day of week three, on Tuesday, March 17th, we're very excited for our volunteer appreciation luncheon. Historically, we typically do this in April. This year, we decided to do it in March to make it a little easier on Chef Ann, since the fire department cooks that party.
Uh-huh.
Make it a little easier on her. So just for all of the volunteers of the Franklin Senior Center, please keep an eye out on your mailbox. You will be receiving a postcard invitation in the mail soon. This party is by invitation only, so I'm sorry if you did not receive an invitation. That means that you weren't invited. However, if you're interested in volunteering, we'd be happy to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd get invited for the next year.
Right.
So a little bit of a teaser.
Right. And if you think you should have been on the list,
let us know.
Yeah.
Come check in. Absolutely. There's no harm in asking.
Right.
And this party is going to be a really fun time. It is a Viva Las Vegas theme with a Frank Sinatra singer.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a very fun time. And just as a reminder for our general population, when we do the volunteer appreciation luncheon, the cafe is closed for the day.
True.
So
get
breakfast and lunch elsewhere on Tuesday, March 17th.
Right. And usually you have notices up on the door
in
different places in advance as reminders. It's like, oh, no, yes,
lots
okay.
of reminders.
Yep. And then the next day, on Wednesday, March 18th at 10 a.m., I am so excited for this program. This is a program about the Gardner Museum heist.
Oh.
So not only are we having it done on the same month that it happened, this is actually on the anniversary of the heist. On the early morning hours of March 18th, 1990, two men dressed as Boston cops entered the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, stayed for about 90 minutes, and left with 13 pieces of art, worth approximately $500 million.
Mm.
The pieces have never been found. Author Bobs Ainsworth will review the actual details of the theft, the suspects, and the motives behind the world's most valued art theft.
Yeah.
We
still
are very
unsolved.
Excited.
I think we know who will be sitting in the front row for that one.
Yeah, it will be me. I think that this was one of my like hyperfixations that I told you about early on when we first met.
We need to do something about that.
Uh-huh. It's a really interesting program, so we're very excited to have Bob out at the Senior Center. So come on out and learn a little bit about this mystery.
Sure.
Another new program we have is with Angel Moscatelli, doing a cancer support program. She's a rare cancer survivor as she shares her personal journey of victory, resilience, and grace. Whether you choose to simply listen or share your own story, you'll be welcomed with compassion and understanding. This point in life, I think everybody could use a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate, but if somebody is not directly impacted, they may be indirectly, either a family member, close neighbor, close friend, close family. I mean, it's just...
Somebody knows somebody.
Somebody knows somebody.
Right. Yep. And then on Thursday, March 19th, the Senior Center van will actually be doing a van trip to the Gardner Museum in Boston.
Yeah. Combo.
Say it's not true.
Little combo, exactly. I was so excited when I asked Emily, and she said the van was available that day. So we'll be going on Thursday, March 19th. The van is going to depart the Senior Center at 9:45. Now, the museum admission ticket is $20. To take the van, it is $5, so you're looking at about $25. Mm-hmm. And then also, we're going to stop for lunch at the museum cafe, so also bring some extra cash for whatever you would like for lunch. I imagine you could also pack a lunch if you really wanted to.
Probably.
But
yeah.
Franklin residents will get priority in signing up, and you just need to talk to Emily to sign up. But this is going to be a great program. This is actually the first time, I think, that we're going to a museum in Boston on the van, so we're very excited.
Historic trip.
Mm-hmm.
First, but not the last.
And there's limited seating, so once again, sign up soon.
Nothing the Senior Center doesn't do. The fun, I'll tell you.
They don't allow somebody to sit on the roof of the van.
Not yet.
There are limits.
Yeah. Maybe not in March.
I don't know. We got some pretty fun bus drivers. They'll make it work. They'll make it work, Russ and Kathy. Another new program, Painting with Amy. Join local artist Amy Adams for a painting class that fosters creativity, social connection, and joyful self-expression. Made possible by a grant from the Franklin Cultural Council, these sessions are free for our members. That'll be on Thursday, March 19th at 1 p.m.
Amy Adams, Painting Venus.
And there's a little sneak peek of the portrait you guys will be painting. In the newsletter on page 7, it looks like a beautiful blue windowsill with a flower bouquet in it. So just looks like a very nice painting, nice and relaxing.
I think you can catch some of her artwork around town. Is that true?
Yes, you can. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Quite in a few spots for sure.
Yes.
She's got at least a mural immediately outside Birchwood Bakery.
Yep, I think at Pete's.
Mm-hmm.
Pete's
at
as well.
Pete's Nerd Emporium.
I think I've seen some good artwork
There's,
on that window.
The food pantry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She did the big box, storage box. It used to be the cow container on wheels. Now it's rebranded as
the food pantry.
Food pantry.
Yeah. I think she also did the pandas at the bamboo house on
house,
their windows.
Yep.
Too.
Yep.
So if you want to get a gander of her artwork before you come and try it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're just so thankful to have Amy giving this as a free class to our seniors. And, you know, she's so talented.
They love the art classes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Working with your hands.
And then moving on to week 4, on Tuesday, March 24th at 1 o'clock, Crochet with Amanda is continuing. Amanda has a little cult following of would-be crocheters. She's teaching everybody the tips and tricks on how to get started. And I actually popped in for something a couple of weeks ago, and they were all just having such a nice time. They're just chatting and learning the little stitches together. And so it's a great time. Amanda's a fantastic teacher if you've never met her before. She's very, very welcome and opening. So come on out. You don't need to have any experience at all to join crochet class.
No judgment.
No judgment.
Yep. Just a willingness to crochet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's a different kind of crochet, is it not?
Eragurumi, which is the kind of crochet when you're making like little stuffed animals.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Animals, figures.
Figures.
Mm-hmm. Olives.
So
we had
three-dimensional as opposed to granny squares.
Correct. Yes. Three-dimensional.
3D, yes. It's amazing.
Amanda taught me that word, amigurumi.
Such a talent.
The word for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Also in week 4, Tuesday, March 24th at 1, Downsizing is back with Brian Watton, a local realtor specialized in assisting retirees and seniors. We'll be speaking on the challenges that come with downsizing. We all know how hard that is.
Getting rid of stuff.
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 Things.
Accumulate. It's amazing how much
we have a
things,
lot of things
accumulate over time.
It really is.
They'll cover the topics such as current real estate market conditions, planning for the future, how to approach the clean out process, and evaluating your home for aging in place.
Mm-hmm. All good topics.
Looking forward to Brian. Then we also have our fun pizza and movie night. We have Wicked for Good is our next movie playing. It's $5. We get nice big sheet pizzas from the Big Y.
Mm-hmm.
We make our own fresh Caesar salad and some nice lemonade and iced tea for you all.
Uh-huh.
For $5, you can't beat it. Come have dinner with some friends and enjoy a movie while you're at it.
And Wicked. What day is that, Mary?
Oh, that's on a Thursday, the 26th at 4 p.m. March.
Fantastic.
Because we're in March soon.
And then we also, the following day on Friday, March 27th at 11, is Eat Around the World. Eat Around the World is back.
Where are we going?
We're going to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Who doesn't want to go to Costa Rica in March?
Especially a little bit warmer there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
March can be a difficult month for the gloom and doom. So we figured a nice sunshine, pink sands, that sort of vibe would be great. That will be on Friday, March 27th at 11. Tickets are $10. Eat Around the World does fill up pretty quickly. Probably not as quickly as the fire department one, but it does fill up pretty quickly.
I'd say within 3 days.
Yeah. We recommend getting to the senior center as soon as you can.
Yeah. On March 1, not February 28th.
Yeah.
That's right. Reminder. With that month to flip.
Yeah.
And then in the following week, in the last week of March, on Tuesday, March 31st at 1 o'clock, we're extremely excited. We are having Chief Meteorologist from Boston 25, Kevin Lemanowitz, at the Senior Center. He will be discussing how far meteorology has come from the challenges of early forecasting to today's cutting-edge technology. He'll share personal insights on advances in forecasting and how accurate weather communication has shaped our world. We're very, very excited to welcome him to our Senior Center. And he's going to be providing this educational talk. So come on out. If you have questions, I'm sure he'd be happy to answer them.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And that is that for programs, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
Just a few closing mentions from us. We have a section in the March newsletter dedicated to Ben's Bounty gift shop. If you have not been to the Senior Center gift shop recently, what are you doing? It is the place to shop
in town. It's still overflowing,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Yeah. Our volunteer Colette has just completely changed that big gift shop. It's incredible in there. We offer women's clothing, jewelry, housewares, home decor, accessories, seasonal goods, children's items, and vintage items.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what you might find. And our mission is to recycle, reuse, and repurpose. And all the proceeds from the gift shop go right back into funding programs and services at the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
The gift shop is open every day that we're open, Monday through Friday. Their hours are 10 to 1, though I will say, I don't know if it
always
works.
It never closes at 1.
Never closes at 1.
As long as Clutz's there, the store is open.
The store is open, exactly.
Right.
So
yeah.
Just an honorable mention for the gift shop. Come on out. And even if you have things that you'd like to donate, we'd also be willing to take them as well. So
sure.
Come on
just
out.
Just like
the
Marshalls
Center.
And Home Goods. If you see it, buy it because it won't be there the next day. I've learned my lesson.
Somebody else will find that value.
That's right.
Yeah.
Somebody else will find your value. Also, in closing, we have so many awesome day trips that we put together this coming season.
Mary and I
for
had so much fun
and
scheduling
summer.
Them.
Oh my gosh, we want to go on all of them. So you can check those out online. They're also on the credenza when you walk in on your left. Feel free to ask any questions. They're all fantastic trips. It's hard to choose one, and I have plenty of people that haven't. They're going on all of them. So
frequent flyers.
That's right. Have some fun and enjoy your summer.
Yes.
With others, you know. You don't have to go with a friend. You can meet friends.
You can make friends, yeah.
Yep, it's a great way to meet some new people and be able to go on a trip by yourself for the day.
Right, definitely.
And then just as our final closing note, we wanted to say thank you to everybody who donated to our Friends of Franklin Elders. They recently did their annual membership mailing. So we just wanted to say thank you to everyone who donated, who became a FOFI member, who continued being a FOFI member. All of those funds really do help us at the Senior Center so that we can keep offering awesome programs like everything you heard about in March. Helps us keep that newsletter going and all that good stuff.
Right.
The so ladies definitely. Work hard putting that together.
Yeah, they do.
Out.
So
they
thank
do.
You to everyone.
Yep.
The stacks of envelopes are unbelievable. People are so very generous.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you all of them.
For sure.
And that is March, Steve.
That is March. The only other two pieces I'll plug in there, the usual senior writers group does meet the second and the last Wednesday of the month at 1 o'clock. Generally at the Senior Center, although we've been known to go to the studio.
You've been known to travel.
Always looking for new members, I assume.
Always looking for new members, you know, and
get out your writer's abilities.
People can join us remotely if they're not in Franklin proper, or if the weather just doesn't cooperate, or whatever else reason the ride just missed. You can join us remotely. Contact the Senior Center or contact info@franklin.tv, and we'll get you on the mailing list. You'll get all the details. And then, of course, there's, if you've got that burning Franklin question, what's that building? Why are they doing this? Where's going on? The Franklin Q&A and conversation happens on the third Wednesday of the month. So this month it'll be the 18th at 11. So I think you've got a special thing coming in at 10 o'clock. You can stick around and catch the Q&A at 11.
There you
Why
go.
Why not? Bring all your questions, all those burning questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Precisely.
Yes.
And thank you for doing it, Steve.
Give
we
Steve
really
a
appreciate
challenge.
It.
You know, it's I need that kind of feedback loop to help direct where we're going. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
yeah,
it's a two-way street.
Precisely.
Yes. Well, thank you for spending some time to share with the listeners, because, you know, there is a lot happening. And we'll also say there's also the regular programs, which we could spend an entire
other... We could spend the whole program talking about everything else we do.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
The place is happening from... What, 8:30 to 4 o'clock?
Yep. Right until those doors
Our biggest
close.
Complaint right now is there's not enough parking.
Not enough parking. Well, the snow had something to do with
did,
that.
But even on a good day, if you drive by the Senior Center, you'll know why it's well used. It's a full parking lot almost every single day.
Yep. Well, thank you for having us, Steve.
Thank you for coming in. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.